Non-white, half-black, ethnic. Those labels make some people cringe, and they can also sting. Relina Joseph is an associate professor of communication at the University of Washington. And Sade Britt is a recent UW grad. They spoke about race and language with KUW's Patricia Murphy.
Just to get things started, I will throw out a couple of words. Exotic, half-white, quarter Native American. Are these terms annoying, racist, or just condescending? Sade?
All the above. I think that these are words that people use when they don't know what to say. I feel like they can be lazy at best and racist at worst.
Dr. Joseph, what do you say?
I think there is a difference between impact and intent, in that if the intent was not to offend, then there's the possibility to go in there and to have a conversation. As Sade was saying, if the intent was simply to be lazy or to not care or perhaps just fall back on these old racist terms, then there's no room for dialogue. And that's what I'm really looking for, is the opportunity to go in there and to actually have a conversation about language, how it affects us, how we feel demeaned by language, and how it's a way that all of us can actually change our behaviors to do things like interrupt privilege.
What if someone is called non-white or non-black? How are those terms problematic? Sade?
The word non, it just seems like a negative. You are not something. And it's like, what exactly am I not? Am I not a full human being? Am I not? Again, I just feel like it's a way for people to describe others and to other them without being specific and saying what they mean. Oh, this person is non-black. Okay, that can mean a thousand different things.
Yeah. And I think that what we're often looking for, what minoritized groups are often looking for, is for people to use the language that we want to call ourselves. And as Sade was referencing, no one calls themselves a non. That's not the way in which we identify. And so a term like people of color has come about with people of color choosing that terminology. And so it becomes an us term, which feels like we can then have some part in our self-definition.
Exactly. I don't think anyone has ever asked me, hey, like, what do you identify as? And I was like, non-white. Like, I don't think that's ever happened in history. So let's just end it there. Like, let's just bury that term, please.
So it sounds like you do have a moment to perhaps give some education here to some people. Is that something that, you know, maybe you just don't feel like doing? Or is this an opportunity you always seize on?
It depends. If I feel like it's a person who genuinely wants to know and they care about how I like to be addressed, then I will take the time. But I feel like as Black people, especially Black women, we are always expected to educate folks on things that they can easily look up on MissGOOGLE.com. It's free. You literally don't have to pay a dime. She's always there and listening. But I feel like it's always expected that we have to educate people, and that's not our jobs.
Dr. Joseph, what about in the classroom?
I am under an obligation to educate. So not only am I a professor of communication and race, I direct a center for communication, difference and equity, and where we're trying to actually facilitate racial dialogues. It's something that we talk about, trying to call people in instead of calling them out. Yeah. And I do believe there's actually is a value of calling out at different moments. But of then, even if the calling out happens, to figure out how to call them back in so that we can actually enter into the conversation together again.
Seattle likes to think of itself as a progressive and racially aware city. As women of color, how often do you hear these terms get used in the city? What is your experience, Dr. Joseph?
I think all the time. I think that this is part of our living in this world, is you see race and you see racist intent coming out of people's mouths.
Especially in the workplace, I've had a lot of racist interactions as a woman of color, having to navigate being professional, but then also being able to be recognized as a human being who needs to be respected and who needs to at the least be tolerated in a workplace setting. I feel like as being a woman of color has definitely forced me to stand up for myself and stand up for people who look like me, people who don't look like me. It's become imperative. So we'd like to think of ourselves as really progressive here in Seattle, but is it progression or is it just passive, like aggression? I'm not sure if it's progression or not.
There are terms that Black women specifically have to put up with: cinnamon, chocolate, hot chocolate.
Oh, God.
Sade?
Yeah. I think this goes under the, like, exotification, the fetishization of, like, Black women that happens. Honestly, unless you're referring to, like, I don't know, Hershey's or, like, Nesquik, don't call me chocolate. Don't say anything about chocolate in my presence. It, like, literally reduces Black women to a stereotype based on your preconceived notions. It's just weird. It's odd. And just the word exotic as well, we just need to throw it out. I feel like unless you're a Woodland Park Zoo exhibit, just don't even say exotic. It's not a thing that should still be said. It's like, oh, wow, she has brown skin and my skin's white. Like, ooh, mysterious. Like, what's the mystery? Some people have melanin, some people don't. That's just the bottom line, right? It's just not a compliment. I'm not your chocolate princess, Godiva, Ferrero Rocher queen. I'm just a Black woman. And that's it.
Dr. Joseph?
Yeah, I think the funny thing about these terms is that the person who's using them thinks of them as a compliment often.
Unfortunately.
And they think of it, it's a compliment, it's a pickup line, it's something that's going to then ingratiate them to you.
Oh,
and as Sade beautifully put it, it just isn't. No, those are terms.
It's embarrassing.
It is. And it's embarrassing for you. It's not embarrassing for me. It's embarrassing because it left your mouth.
Yeah, and I actually got caught called chocolate last Friday, actually. And I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know if I should just turn around and go back home. It was unbelievable. So yeah, this is a real thing that happens all the time.
So was that like a cat call?
I was walking down 45th, actually. And then this man got so angry that I didn't, like, turn around and talk to him that he threw something at me.
Wow.
Yeah. So, just some casual misogyny. Just throw it in the mix.
With a little racism sprinkled in.
You know, just a little bit. So, there we are.
Sade Britt is a recent University of Washington graduate. Relina Joseph is an associate professor of communication at the UW and director of the Center for Communication, Difference, and Equity. They spoke with Patricia Murphy, who's part of KUOW's Race and Equity team.